Like just to share one or two things with you. It's about the relationship of the church and the world, as you can see on the slide behind me there. The relationship, sometimes I speak about the church and the society or culture, sometimes I speak about the individual Christian. It's a very relevant and very important subject for us. For many of us at Christmas time, for those of us who are in work, we are faced with a number of choices, and sometimes difficult choices. We don't always know how to respond to that. Do we go out to the works dinner dance or whatever, or do we not? Do we take part in one activity or another, or do we stay clear of that? Sometimes there are difficult choices that need to be made, and we need to perhaps think a little bit about that. And of course, this is a very relevant subject for churches as well. Christian churches are sometimes concerned about the future. The church is in decline. We know that in our own assembly context. 50 years ago, 60 years ago, maybe there were 330 assemblies in Scotland, and now there are only, I guess, about 180, and many of them are really very small. We know the circumstances relating to decline, and we say to ourselves, well, how do we arrest that? How do we prevent that? How do we reach out to the community? How does the world, how do we make that kind of contact with the world, with the society, with the culture in which we find ourselves, so that we can communicate the truth of the gospel? How do we make it relevant? How do we appeal to people? Do we need to do new things? What is this all about? How do we communicate something of the truth of the gospel? What is the relationship between the church, between the Christian and the world? That's the kind of subject I'd like just to explore with you a little bit tonight. So our reading is in the Gospel by John in chapter 17. If you'd like to turn to that, I'm reading from the New International Version and just picking up one or two verses from there. John chapter 17, Jesus is engaged in prayer, and we are privileged just to listen into that. Verse number 11, Jesus says, I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Further down, verse 14, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so have I sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. It's interesting just to see the various relationships. Let me just highlight them while you've got this chapter open in front of you. Verse number 11 says, they are in the world. They are in the world. They are in it there. And verse number 18 says something similar to that. Jesus says, as you sent me into the world, then so I am sending them.